The Vermont GMO labeling law goes into effect on Friday, but many state grocers are still unprepared and unaware of how to comply with the measure. Jim Harrison is the president of the Vermont Retailers and Grocers Association. He said that on a recent webinar about the law, organizers ran out of time before all the questions could be answered. Many retailers still have implementation questions, he says.
I think it's a couple factors. I think, yes, it's more complicated than people realize. Two, I think a lot of retailers may have just assumed, right or wrong, that this applied to the manufacturer, not to them, and come to find out that, you know, the retailer is the manufacturer on things that they process in the store, whether it be potato salad in the deli or cookies that they, you know, might bake or package in the store or meat they might marinate. So there's a lot of that going on.
He says small out-of-state producers are also confused about what the law might mean to them.
There's a lot of out-of-state producers that are just, you know, especially smaller ones, regional, are just now hearing about the law, and they're reaching out saying, hey, does this apply to us? And there's a lot of confusion out there. I had an inquiry this morning from someone on bottled water. Do we have to label bottled water? Gosh, I hope not.
But Harrison says he hopes to see some leniency from state officials.
We've worked throughout the past year with our Attorney General's office, which is the enforcer of the law. They have developed guidance on enforcement. You know, I think they understand that, you know, part of their role is educating the public and members of the business community that are affected that the law is new to everyone. So as a matter of enforcement, they have established, unless it's a known willful violation, that they will give initially a 30-day notice if someone's out of compliance.
Now, Vermont's GMO labeling law may go into effect on Friday, but formal enforcement of the measure doesn't begin until next year. Before then, lawmakers hope to pass a national GMO labeling standard that would preempt state laws. Senate negotiators finished talks on the bill last week and are expected to hold votes on it as soon as next week. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.